This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting Uvalde, Texas to sympathize with relatives and survivors of the latest mass shooting in the United States. Their visit follows the killing last week of 19 school children and two teachers. On Tuesday, an 18-year-old gunman burst into a fourth-grade classroom at Robb Elementary School and opened fire. Law enforcement officials, who initially took more than an hour to respond, shot him to death. It's the second time this month Mr. Biden has responded to a mass killing. He earlier visited Buffalo, New York, in the northeastern United States, where a white supremacist had opened fire, targeting and killing 10 black people in a grocery store. Talks on a potential modest compromise on U.S. gun safety legislation continue. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
My hope is that this time is different.
Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, who is part of the bipartisan group of senators in talks about gun safety legislation.
I am at the table in a more significant way right now with Republicans and Democrats than ever before. Certainly many more Republicans willing to talk right now than were willing to talk after Sandy Hook.
A different point of view from GOP Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama.
What we have to do is stop the motivation that causes these criminals, these horrific individuals, to do what they do.
While Brooks was on Fox News Sunday, Murphy appeared on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Shelley Antler.
Authorities in Nepal say rescuers have narrowed down a possible location of a passenger plane with 22 people on board that's feared to have crashed in the mountains. The Terra airplane was on a 15-minute scheduled flight to the mountain town of Jomsom on Sunday. It took off from the resort town of Pokhara. This is VOA News.